November 2nd.
All right. Get started. This kicked off, it's Monday, February 9th, 6:30. Your County Advisory Board meeting. Let's start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, do you want to do a roll call?
Joe Schumer.
Here.
Dale Barkley.
Here.
Jake Barrett.
Here.
J.D. Kessler.
Here.
Carl Farnham.
Here.
Mike Helfley.
Here.
Jeff Lloyd.
Here.
I'm here, County.
I guess Lisa's provided the minutes from the last meeting, if anybody's looking over that.
Move their approval. One correction, one else in testimony.
Twice. Anything else?
And would that change?
Move for the approval.
Yes.
The next is public comment.
No, you need to vote on it.
I'm sorry. So, all those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, the same. Public comment.
I've got some comment. My name is Robert Vogue, and I'm an Acre County resident. And I wanted to share some things with the airport committees this afternoon. In late December, I received a response from a FOIA request. I'd asked for leases and proof of insurance for those here at the airport. This is for the entire year 2014. What I received was 12 copies of lease agreements when there were 15 TA leased. And I also received insurance documents for 7 people at the airport. One of these documents showed there was no insurance coverage at all, so it appears that for the entire year where this airport was in operation and under management, there were only 7 people that were flying airplanes. Those are the documents. I mean, it was a FOIA request. I took that information, of course, and sent it to my friends in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Springfield, because that was, after all, a FOIA request, and those are documents they might want to have an interest in. That is in contrast to the 35 airplanes that were alleged to be here at this airport as residents flying in operation. If you question those documents, you might have to do that with your airport manager, because I think the airport manager and his assistant were the ones that prepared that information. Some interesting things about this is that I understand that Mr. Helsley flew to Springfield with Mr. Patrick and Mr. Wells to talk to people at the FAA, and I don't understand how a member of this airport committee can fly in an airplane and not know that person and that plane did not submit the documents required by the T-hanger lease and by this committee. Of course, if he did know, he should have done something. I could say he did know and didn't do anything, but I don't know that to be the truth or the facts. But if he didn't know, that would be because the airport manager, who was also not doing his job, didn't report that to the airport committee. So, it seems to me that you have planes that get crashed out here that nobody reports to the airport committee. You have committee members that are flying around in planes where they haven't met the tenets of the T-hanger leases that this airport committee and is supposed to ensure that's taking place. And it just seems like either Mr. Helsley or the airport manager should be relieved or resigned or disciplined or something, because they're not doing their job. Doesn't matter which one. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Jane Brown. The last meeting I asked a question, I was told there's been a lease agreement purchased for the airport. On my street had been installed. I asked the question, what was the plan to install the remaining 5 cameras, and why were not any of those cameras that had been installed targeting the runway areas and the hangar areas, which is where the tragedies of the last year and a half for our family certainly occurred. Also question why we put into place new agreements and made recommendations that we were going to make everybody comply with insurance and hangar leases and everything be done appropriately, and that's not being done. Our family's still grieving the loss of a young man who worked very hard here. And there's a lot of people in this community that think there's a lot of guilty consciences walking around. I hope you make an effort to clean things up. There's a little girl that now turned 3 years old that told me yesterday she wanted to die so she could go up to heaven and see her daddy. And there's some of you that know more than what you're telling. I went to you and asked for you, all of you, for help before Rusty Bo died. And some of you laughed at me. And you're still laughing at me. Yes, Mr. Patrick, you're the only one smiling.
Anything else?
Excuse me, did you say that I couldn't hear you?
No, I'm saying, is there anything else?
Yeah, and I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I want to address Mr. Bogue's accusation. Jerry, you're the airport manager. Do I have insurance, and have I always had insurance? And do I have a hangar lease, and have I always had a hangar lease?
Yes, you showed me a copy of your insurance.
Yes.
From your insurer.
Yeah. So that should...
Actually, Chris, when I FOIA'd the information, I didn't receive that from Lisa or from Jerry.
Do you want to know why I don't leave a certificate here at the airport?
It's not my business. That's your manager.
No.
He's not doing his job.
You're the one that's causing it, because you FOIA'd Jerry Newland's certificate of insurance and then called his insurance company and told them not to pay off on an accident that he had.
That isn't accurate. That isn't
true. That is totally involving yourself in somebody else's business.
That is not true, Chris. So if you're going to stand there and lie, then I'll just make the note that's a lie.
Is this true? Am I saying the truth?
I'm not aware yet. I talked to Jerry about that.
And I have talked to Jerry.
So that's why you don't have an insurance certificate on file, because you don't feel like those rules apply to you? You can fly your plane without providing those documents? You're special or something?
I showed that I had insurance. I proved that I had insurance. That's all I'd ask for.
Well, I think that's
the next issue
to talk about.
The airport manager's guidebook, Jeff's real familiar with it. He told me he read it cover to cover. In it, I'll just read an excerpt from the, it's in Section 4, Aircraft Access and Use Requirements. It says, upon the acceptance of federal funds, a public use airport owner is prohibited from granting any special privilege or monopolizing the use of public airport facilities. The grant of an exclusive right to provide aeronautical services at an airport on which federal funds have been expended is specifically forbidden by the Federal Aviation Act of 1958 as amended. You can read this in the airport manual, as Jeff has, and
I'm referring to the monopolization of the main hangar. It is a public hangar. You may want to look into that. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Anything else? All right, with that, we'll go to the airport manager's report. And that's also with some minutes from the last meeting, I believe.
Okay, here's the rent and labor report as of January 2015. So we're 2 months into this new year. We've been covered through December and into January. So on hangar rent, we received $2,255 in hangar rent. And on 100 low bed, we sold 68.7 gallons in January. The total sales of $353.81. On the Jet A, we had 5.9 gallons for $24.78. And then the total sales tax that we sent in was $23.66. On the budgetary status report for January, we approved the whole thing. For Jeff, can we approve the whole thing?
We did last time.
No, we did last time.
Okay, vote on the rent and labor report.
Well, everybody in favor? Say aye.
I'll make the motion. Second.
All those in favor? Say aye.
Okay.
And opposed, say aye.
Okay, next is our budget. So after 2 months, we spent 14.42%, and remaining we have 85.6%. And the year to date, we spent $12,225.59. And the time remaining down in the bottom left-hand corner is 83%, 10 months remaining in the year. So we're 83% time remaining, and we still have monetary value here of 85.6%. So just barely got our head above water on that. And, any questions on this?
The electric effect? No, it's the gas.
Electric, that should be like runway lighting and
propane and such. On the utility. Do those two take into account the changes we made with the main hangar? Were they reduced for this year?
It should be.
Okay. I wasn't sure. We were lying to ourselves on our performance to the budget if they weren't.
Well, several mornings when I came in when it was cold, those heaters were running in the hangar out there. So
not our fuel.
That's up their fuel. So that should help with that. Normally it would have been ours, but now it's their fuel running those heaters.
And the electrical's divided?
Mm-hmm. But it's very minimal. All they got is a night light on out there for electricity. It's almost nothing. Approve the budget.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
I'll see what's that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, the same? All right. Is there any other old business that we need to address or take care of? I think some of the same maintenance risk is here that we've always talked about. All right, on the new business, I did talk to Barry on the T-hanger post and the Panson Engineering, and he's going to try and figure out some kind of a plan as to how we should go about fixing that, you know, the best way possible. The drainage grate, he's looking at that. Jerry said he took some pictures the other day. I'm trying to figure out how to go about approaching that. For now, we've got it, I think, protected where we're not damaging the airplanes.
Hanson's looking at that too.
Sorry?
Hanson's looking at that too? Or?
Yes. So
sorry, yeah, Barry's the guy that deals with us most of the time from Hanson. Anything more on that?
For you.
I'm sorry?
Well, it's down here in Boyle. I did find by accident at Orton Building, the barn builders around here, they do the post replacement.
Do it?
And he said it runs about $400 a post for their experience, and he said it's a very highly intensive, but they usually don't work in concrete like ours are. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's going to be more expensive. But that's just a ballpark figure of a farm building that you'd be into. So it's not inexpensive.
I think that's a little higher than what Kingery is.
Yeah, but see, that's digging out the post and putting the, that, and that's putting a replacement post under it and coming up under the original.
Oh, not the side?
I don't think it was. We didn't go into any detail, but they would be one to contact you if they were.
Didn't you have a contact there?
No, I don't. It's Morton Building over at Mattoon or Charleston. They work at Trade Center.
Is it Morton or is it Lester?
It's Morton.
Well, we'll see what Barry and Hanson come up with. I talked to Jerry Saturday, I think it was, on the gutters, and so far nobody's came and tacked anything up or anything.
Jerry, I called him again. I didn't. He said he'd take care of it, and I told Jerry, and still hasn't been asked.
So he's still waiting.
Well, who's that? That would be John Ingram. Yes, thank you. And we're just going to check her and fix them all, and then give us a hope for.
I mean, so far, luckily, we haven't had a lot of snow.
No, a lot of ice. But winter's been good so far.
And then Jeff brought the taxiway crack filling quote, an additional one that he got. And I think everybody got a copy of that.
Yes, that quote of $7,410 was passed along to Barry and using the same material as the other quote. Takes about 10 hours to accomplish restriping, so we need to take action on that.
Yeah, the STM-34.
At least the second one came in so much better than the first one.
I thought that first one seemed pretty high.
$15,000 less.
I look at these guys' websites, they do a lot of this work.
The people from Tuscola.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just what to this board recommend to the county board that they accept this bid?
They will. Procedure? Once this board has decided they want to do it, then we'll inform the board of it on Wednesday and contract. The board's already generally with you guys if that's what you want to do. And then I'll contact with Jerry to make sure he's not the guy. We went out and measured everything personally, didn't we, Jerry? So we'll contact him right after that meeting to get us on the docket, and he understands we need to get that done as soon as the weather permits.
And this will meet the FCA and all that.
Well, remember that we could do it and meet federal requirements because there's no federal funds involved. Okay? We could do the patching and that would give us the same thing. But there's a lot to do, and we determined that this is what, I think in general, that this is the steps we need to take to make it happen.
I would be in favor of it.
I'll make a motion that we approve the bid.
Approve to recommend to the county.
Approve to recommend to
the. We need a second, right?
I'll second it.
So all those in favor of recommending this
B-Net Construction Company proposal to the county board. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the same. Motion carried. The next is the Keyhine release, and this kind of put it on the agenda from the discussion about the from the FOIA request and the leaseholders to provide the county as the additional insured and the documentation. And from listening to the public comments, I guess where I guess I'm a little concerned is that maybe need to go back and revisit the wording. But as far as I would understand it, we would need to have that on file. That's my opinion, guys. That's all.
Jerry, why don't you tell them the situation we find ourselves in? In numbers.
In numbers only.
Okay, just numbers only. I can't mention any names or
at this point.
It
wouldn't involve anything.
As of January 1st, we mailed out a letter that we wanted to get proof of these for having to sign their lease and insurance. And about the $100,000 insurance, $1 million insurance, with the airport, you know, being insured along with them. And we sent that letter out, and we got some response back. You know, I think we had, there's 11 of them. Out of 16, we've got 11 back, and still didn't have five. So then, that was January 1st. February 1st, we sent another reminder out that, you know, that we still haven't received their insurance or their hangar lease yet. So at this point, that's only been a few days, like 9 days or so. So any day, they could come through with their insurance or their lease. And I think Dale was talking to me today, one about signing his lease or something like that, too. But anyway, there's five that hasn't signed and 11 that has. So it's about
that. That includes the 3 to 5 year leases.
Yeah. All right. So there's still a couple outstanding there, something like that. But within the next few days, they should be coming in. We're going to get everybody on board and have everybody documented and have a record of it here at the airport. So, but right now it stands that 11 have signed on, and there's still 5 that have not signed in yet. So
I have been in contact several times with the state attorney. The newer T-Hanger leases, these things specifically that present the document to the county, the state's attorney is going to inform the board, meaning the county board, that simply by seeing the document doesn't in fact make it so.
Does not
make it so. The older leases or the leases that are longer still have a provision in it that they shall present the county board with that. We're not looking for a big hoopla. The county board or the state's attorney suggested that for those who are reticent about providing the insurance information, that they could redact issues that they think are personal or causing a problem. As long as we have the insurance company, the policy number, the aircraft ID, the duration of the coverage, that's what we need to protect the people of the county.
And that you have the minimum amount of coverage.
And the minimum amount of coverage. Although the three older documents do not, yeah, they still have to state what coverage it is. In the case of the newer T-Hanger leases, it's $1 million. In the case of the older ones, I don't believe there's a specified amount yet. But those things would be required from a legal standpoint to make the leases whole. But so we're going to try to work over the next few weeks, talk to Jerry about this, and do it in a way that's not cutting.
Did he give you any indication that information may or may not be FOIAble?
The information that I just gave you is FOIAble.
Okay. Except for the personal information.
Right. Well, that's why I say that we redact the personal information. And
the leasee can even redact, as long as we have the necessary information to do our jobs. You know, we don't care whose home number, or if there's a social security number, or how much they paid for the policy, all those things. All we need is things that's pertinent for us to run our operation. Okay? So that's the...
How much information was on that order came Friday?
They told me everything about you.
Did it?
It gives your address, it gives you your policy number, your claim number, make and model, how much coverage, insurance name, which I started to redact all that information, including the insurance company name.
The insurance company name may not be accurate. According to the state today. And he's going to send out a thing to the airport to say what was acceptable and what's not. Okay?
I've already spoken with him before on this.
Okay.
So that's
see, not the insurance agent, but the actual company. In other words, I could be buying it from you. You're the policy, or I mean, you're the agent. But it could be for Prudential. Prudential has to be listed, but the insurance agent does not have to be listed.
I don't think an insurance agent is listed. I could be wrong. I don't
know. But it's just a company.
Right.
Actually, that's not right. Because they're just a reseller, a retailer of insurance.
Prudential?
No, Prudential isn't an aircraft business. Falcon is a name that I know, but the name that came through wouldn't be the name of the company that's actually writing the policy.
Whoever's writing the added insurance.
we're in the details that we can't solve at this table.
We're not looking for personal information.
Okay. He's going to send a letter. He's not coming down to executive session.
Hopefully this can all be worked out so there's no issues.
I made a note, I'll just add this to next month's meeting. We'll follow up, see if we've got more in, let's follow up and make sure we get this.
Also, the leases, especially the new hangar leases, are, just so there's no misunderstanding, they cover flyable and non-flyable aircraft stored within the hangar, or stored outside the hangar. Okay? So it doesn't matter whether they're flyable or not, they have to have an insurance certificate. Okay?
All right, I'll put that on next month's meeting to follow up, make sure we get this corrected. The next thing is the farm lease acreage, and I know, Dale, you were working with the farmers on that.
Yeah. This is just a picture of what to set aside. The new setback will encompass the area within the red boundary is the new setback from the runways. The blue lines would be the runways, the green lines are the taxiways. And within that red area, there's approximately 125 acres, counting the concrete hard surface that's counted in it.
And the stuff you're thinking is 135. You have the two together. You have 61 and 74?
No, no. This is inside the red area. That's grass.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. There is 28 feet inside of the red lines that can be farmed with short crops. And I think at least Jared's wanting to talk about doing that. The diamond area, you kind of an imaginary diamond in the middle where the two runways cross is a line of sight safety that we had to do. And it appears just pretty close, and Jared is going to lose 20 acres, and Glenn's going to lose 43 acres, for a total of about 63 acres between the two farms. And there's going to be some real little narrow slivers that will be farmable there. That's between the, whoever meets with Brad and Jared has to decide on the value. And we will get stakes out to match these points. It's just not been fit to do it.
Okay. 125 acres inside the red area, yes. And you said something about 28 feet?
Inside the red area, parallel to the runways, the rules will allow short crops for 28 additional feet closer to the runway than the red line. The red line is 306 from the center line, or 612 total width.
So basically like this.
So you can...
28 on each side.
Just on the side parallel to runway. We can't go off the end.
Not on the end, you're right. That's right.
Right.
So 28 feet here and 28 feet here.
That's right. And you could do the same thing.
There.
Yeah. And... It gets really hinky. I don't know. Jared's interested in trying it. It's got to be beans and wheat. That's about the only thing. Or a permanent hay crop. And that's something they're going to have to decide what kind of value there is to that 28 feet to be able to rent it.
That's why this first year the leases have to be very flexible as to what actually works.
It's going to be a job for you guys who ever meets with them on the final sit down. And there's the other thing, there's a, each runway end, it's roughly 350 feet to the red line. That's the glide slope setback. And that one can't have the 28 feet. It has to go with it.
And nothing within the diamond.
That's correct. Yeah, nothing within the diamond has to be grass. Everything within the red lines is grass or short crop. Just for information, Jared's field, he'll still have a single field, but it's going to be a really odd shape. And Brad's going to have 12 fields to make 74 acres. And one of those fields is 21 acres. So,
oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Must have told me better.
Have you GPS this?
That's been done. Greg Sullivan did it with RCK GPS.
Okay.
It really, really washes up. Yeah. I mean, the incomes were potential. It really got hammered. That's really the best ground on the airport.
Did you figure out how many acres of farm ground we're losing?
Yes. 20 for Jared and 43.
Oh, okay. That's 63 acres.
For 12 grand. Okay.
That's,
we'll take it from here. We appreciate what you did. Thank you.
And I don't know. The 28 foot I think guys are just going to have to, they're going to have to decide what kind of a value they're going to even attempt it. And I did say something to Brad. I said, kind of have an idea of what it might take. You guys might be interested in doing on the seeding of this. Really, a big part of half of that 125 acres is going to have to be seeded. A big part of it. And that's going to be
depending on the 28 feet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe minus the 3. And there's quite a bit of concrete in that 125 acres of two runways.
And, of course, the taxiways.
Mm-hmm.
We totally understand everything, what they've done and what the situation is.
I didn't see Brad's here. I'm sorry. I didn't see
you. I assume that you've been in contact with him.
Not much, but a little.
You know which fields are going to get messed up? And, I mean, you got the general what's going to happen.
For the record, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeff, you have everything you need there?
We'll sit down with each gentleman, Phil and Jared, and then go over things, see what's possible and what's not. Work it out the best we can, know that this year is going to be kind of an experimental year, and roll with the punches.
Okay. I think that takes us to the closing public comments. Is there any...
I wanted to say one thing. As far as the cameras, it has the possibility, I think we do have extra cameras. We have cameras and the capability of going with eight. At this point, we haven't gone any farther because the cameras have been positioned for entrance and exit that covers all of the angles to get in and out rather than specific. Not that that can't be changed, but in other words, to get into the area, you have to go to a certain point, so the camera's on that. So it doesn't particularly go like right at that point, but in order to get into that area, you have to pass one or two cameras. And that's been the philosophy behind that. Okay?
So if someone flies in, there is something that is going to gather that information as well?
There's one that faces out there. Now, I guess they could stay way out on the field, and we'd never know that they were here.
But it doesn't get in behind the hangars. It doesn't get the runway approaches out here. Is that my understanding?
According to our guide, it covers the area around here, so you can't move around from one area to the other without being registered on one of the cameras.
On all sides of the hangar?
No, but if you can't...
Because you've got an open field. You could come in through a field and...
Okay. We will revisit that within. But if there are limitations, and these are hardwired cameras, so there are limitations to what we can do and what we can't do. Okay?
Well, I think there's every reason to monitor every area that you can.
We will endeavor to do the best we can.
I wonder, like, you know, if there's an airplane out there on the main runway, is the camera capable of even, you know, I mean, you're just going to see an object out there and that's about it.
Yeah, it's not going to, unless we went with the really more sophisticated system.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to send Ross a note or something to ask? Jane, actually, I forgot. I had written that down.
I had talked to him about it, but I think what we need to do is find out what's possible and what's not. Maybe we could meet with him and, you know, and share some of the concerns. You know, obviously, in certain weather, you can drive anywhere. You know, there's no barriers to keep you. And certainly, if they're going to do something bad, they're not going to care whether they cross somebody else's property to do it. So, yeah. I just didn't want to leave that hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, with that, is there anything more here? We can go to public comments. Okay. Time for closing public comments. Anybody have anything to add? Okay, I'll take that as a no.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We don't have to
vote on it. You should. Yes.
All those in favor of the journey?
Aye.
All those opposed? Excuse me.
How would you tell? I can't tell. No, I got to get your part.